Exclusive, Libs of TikTok, Fastest Way to Silence Me is to Stop Sexualizing Kids. By Robert Krajicek on March 1, 2023. Hiya Krajicek, best known for founding and operating the Libs of TikTok Twitter profile, said on Wednesday's edition of the Breitbart Daily News podcast that she would stop documenting instances of the left's sexualization of children upon the cessation of such institutionalized sexual predation. The left wants me silenced and censored so badly. And here's my response to that, Krajicek said, who had previously been censored by Twitter via account suspension under the technology company's previous ownership. She added, "The fastest way to silence me is to stop giving me material. So as soon as there are no more drag shows for children, as soon as the pornography is removed from every single school, as soon as all of these activist teachers sexualizing kids are fired, as soon as day is eradicated, as soon as all of these things are gone, then I'll have nothing left to do and I'll close up my account and I'll go move on with my life. I don't expect that to happen anytime soon, but I wish it would." Krajicek recently authored No More Secrets, The Candy Cavern, a children's book revealing the dangers of keeping secrets from parents. Published by Brave Books, it is described as a kid's book for ages 4 to 8 reveals the dangers of keeping secrets from your parents. The conservative children's book is a modern twist to the familiar Grimm-style fairy tale, even including a big bad wolf. Krajicek said the lesson of No More Secrets is the need for children to be open with parents in order to prevent harm, including sexual predation, from occurring. She explained that the book's child protagonist did end up opening up to her parents, and they were able to save her from the bad situation in the end. "It's really a message for children and parents," Krajicek concluded. "Its goal is to give parents and children a tool to be able to spot that predatory behavior before we even get into the bad situation that a child can find themselves in. The child should be able to spot that behavior and be able to sort of nip it in the bud and be proactive and stop it before it can actually take effect." Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @rkrajicek.